Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hola, mi nombre es Dusty Likens with Senor Bob Fesco and Senor McMorrie back from Spain.
Hola.
Hola, mi amigo.
What's going on, guys?
Not much. Not much.
Good to be back.
Welcome back. Glad to know you got in here and back. Safe flights, no delays, no nothing. Look at you.
Seriously. Just get the cameras working. That's all the people care about. That's
yep.
it.
Yep, that's it.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping. Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
It's only why I'm here.
Yep.
They're back. We're on.
We got our TD, our producer, director,
yeah, exactly.
VP. He's back.
He's back, everybody.
Shout out to Dayball, who's on TV now.
Yep.
And then also...
They already got him on TV doing fantasy reports. I like that.
Already lost some weight, too.
A lot of weight. Yeah, look at him. He's looking good.
Big
he
night,
needed to get out.
Big night tonight at the finale of the Internet Invitational. That episode airs tonight, so one team's going to win close to $333,000 each.
Wow.
Paige Sporanek in the final as well. Frankie Borelli on that team. Big Beef, RIP. We'll see what he does as he passed away right after this tournament. So the episode airs today at 5 o'clock, right before the dynamite action of New England versus the Jets.
Oh, yeah.
I think this could be a good game,
Dude. I mean, the Jets have won two in a row. Here I am getting excited for another primetime NFL game that will be, you know, probably over by halftime.
Yeah, exactly.
Quickly, what's the weather again? Because you said there might be a northern front.
Yeah, they said there was like a nor'easter blowing in there, too.
They're wearing their nor'easter jerseys tonight.
They're nice. Our friend Matt Derrick, remember when I spilled coffee all over Matt Derrick,
And you spilled your nuts all over him, too.
I did. It was really a bad deal. I still feel so bad. Matt Derrick responded back. He goes, "Did somebody forget the Indianapolis Colts were still in the league?" And I'm like, "Oh, I can kind of see a little bit of the Colts jersey and the kind of the Colts uniform a little bit." But I kind of did as well too. I'm like, "Eh, it's far enough away and far enough removed, you know, from the Indianapolis Colts that I kind of like it." So tonight's weather, they're expecting a cold with highs around 41 chance of rain and snow tonight in New England. So you got rain and snow up there in or is that New England, North Dakota, or is it New
England? Is it Celsius or Fahrenheit, Alex?
It's going to be 12 degrees today.
Speaking of Alex, he'll join the show a little bit later on today to get our golden locks. I've already got my parlay in for tonight. Woo. Plus 162. Travion Henderson anytime touchdown. New England on the money line. And 80.5 yards rushing for Travion Henderson.
All right, it's not going to be that bad. Weather should not be a factor tonight. Oh. Cloudy with occasional showers, maybe chance of rain. But tonight, partly cloudy skies. So maybe
you've got a future in meteorology.
Yeah, I took a meteorology class at KU one time and fell asleep because it was Tuesday, Thursdays at 8 a.m. and you walked in and they turned all the lights off and made you look up at the sky. Oh, who's going to stay awake for a class like that? I mean, come on, man. Like, it was ridiculous. It was warm in there. You got all cozy in your seat.
Hell yeah.
I had no idea what we did in meteorology. Like, I had no clue. I missed every class because it wasn't because I was drunk. It was just, I mean, it's 8 o'clock on a Tuesday, Thursday morning. You're a college kid. What do you think's going to happen when you turn the lights out in a nice warm room?
I was there, but I was absent.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was there. I showed up for your class.
Absolutely.
No idea what you talked about.
So Mac was gone from Friday until today.
Thursday until today.
I think I kept a log of stuff you missed. Maybe the text line will, because you said, what am I going to miss this week? So I, you know, had a thought about it on Saturday afternoon. I was sitting there about four or five surf sides deep, you know, kind of before I went to this wedding for Nathan.
They don't have those over there. I missed that.
Yeah.
Excited to get one of those.
They have whiskey, vodka, gin, rum. I mean, that's it. Were you shocked by the libation menu? Like whiskey.
Yeah.
Whiskey. Rum. Vodka. Yeah, exactly. That's it. There's no choices. Nope. You want vodka? Here it is.
Here it is.
Yeah.
I want vodka. So what you missed? I think I got a good log of stuff that maybe you missed that's important. Number one, Alex Gold swam with dolphins.
That's right. We did see that. Yes, it was outstanding.
And his hair remained untouched.
Yeah. Yep. He's like the guy in Werewolves of London by Warren Zevon. And his hair was perfect. Neat. He said that he was surprised that dolphins were so smart.
They're the smartest mammal on Earth.
I thought that was the whole thing about dolphins.
Exactly. Yes.
They're actually just like really, really smart. Yeah. Bob and I got asked about Josh Simmons' situation at Nathan's wedding.
Oh, lovely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good. That's just the wedding conversation you want.
It's great wedding conversation. People just don't know how to be human beings. Yeah. I mean, they really don't.
Like, that's my work, man.
Yeah. Came to the table, goes, "Hey, Bob Fesco, I love the show." He goes, "This is Dusty." He goes, "Oh, yeah, my son. He likes Dusty, too."
I walked away.
and then he goes right on the table. He goes, "What do you guys know about the Josh Simmons situation? I heard blank, 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 blank. Hey, guys, have a good night. I'm going to get out of here." Yeah, so that happened. Paul Tagliabue died.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, visionary for the league. Yep.
Former commissioner of the NFL league.
Yes.
Exactly, right? Let's see.
That's about it.
Yeah, it got down to 28 degrees on Sunday.
Yeah, they got a little cold.
Missed the first day of winter.
Yep.
My Wildcats, Blue Springs, class of 06, represent. They had an upset. They beat South. Blue Springs South.
Oh,
in the playoffs.
Yeah, you were at that game, right?
So I almost went.
Didn't end up going.
Stayed home, watched on TV. There was no volume. There was nothing. Just game. Very odd.
What channel was that on?
That's weird.
Stream.
Okay.
Misha. I guess they're kind of evil. I don't know.
You're absolutely right about that.
Yes.
I don't know the details, but they're hard to work with, man.
Here's the blanket I will give you. Every game is available on YouTube, and the kids get to do their own stream from the high school.
Yep.
Till playoffs start, state takes over, and it's $10 to get this pay-per-view.
sort of package to watch these games, and then they don't give you any volume.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, you guys do all your thing, but when it gets serious, you're out. We're getting paid for this. So I guess there's some dirty things that get involved with there. I don't know for the exact, so I don't want to start, you know, all that sort of stuff.
No, you're right about that. I've heard stories in the past about dealing with them and whatnot. And look, if you are an organization that is supposed to be out for the benefit of the children, right, the kids, mm-hmm. and these kids are working hard all year to get into broadcasting and they want to do right. these games, why would you ever do that to them? We're talking about high school kids.
Right.
And so if the state is doing stuff to forbid and prevent kids from getting a better education and learning and moving their career forward, well, it is the state of Missouri. I mean, they speak for themselves over there.
Hello, America.
Yeah. It also goes back to like whenever I realized how big networks kind of just took over. Because when I was at my final year at UCM, they won the national championship. We did a broadcast thing the UCM Media Network did, and we did play-by-play and color commentary through the entire season, everything, you know, the conference tournament, all that. Then they, you know, the Final Four or whatever is played in Indianapolis. I go to my, you know, director of the communications program, and I was like, hey, Joe. I was like, so we're going to go to Indianapolis, take the bus to the team? He goes, no, CBS is going to take over from here. Oh.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you very
and
much.
And then Kim Anderson went to Mizzou, never saw him again. Never saw him again now.
Yeah, so. Well, he nobody saw him at Mizzou either. But, he, you know, that's the way they always do it, though. They get to these big rounds. I mean, when we had the World Series back in 14 and 15, the only place you could hear Denny and Ryan was on 610. Mm-hmm. Everything else was network and ESPN and all of that kind of stuff. So if you were on the Royals network all year long and you were carrying Denny and Ryan all year long, mm-hmm. you get to the World Series and now you have to listen to ESPN.
Was that when we dubbed the audio to where it was live instead of a delay? I think I remember we did that because I was doing games back then.
We were in that 7-second delay and we had to get out of that.
And we took out of it because then people were complaining, like, oh, I'm hearing the call before watching it. And then we're like, okay, watch this.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Which I still don't understand why we were in a delay for a live baseball game. But whatever.
Something else you missed. Maybe the greatest catch in college football history, and the Heisman Trophy must be wrapped up to Mendoza. I think Mendoza has officially won the Heisman Trophy. That's something you missed on College Football Saturday.
Yeah, man, that catch. Wow, that's incredible.
And then
what did you guys think of the Gus Johnson call? Because there's a lot of controversy going around. Yeah. This guy out of Detroit was ripping it to shreds.
Because he didn't do it.
I see both sides of this thing. I really do. I mean, I like Gus Johnson, but I can also see why he would, you know, piss people off.
They had Joe Klatt on First Things First yesterday, and they were asking about him. And I think Nick was like, what do you do when Gus is having that moment? He goes, try not to mess it up. Just turn
why Dan laughs. You get out of the way. That's what a good that's what a great color analyst does. You back the F away.
That's what Tony never does.
You let the guy do his call and then you
comment
afterwards. Yes. It's not that hard. I mean,
and I love Joe Klatt, and he's just like, I always just he goes, I can kind of like feel it. You can kind of see Gus's eyes get wide. He goes, when that play happened, he goes, I just sat back and just stared at Gus. And I'm like, perfect. That's what you need is less egos in the booth,
yeah,
man.
Exactly. Well, that's what it's all about. I really like Joel Klatt and Gus Johnson together. I love when they fist bump. Like, mm-hmm. I think that's cool. Like, it really is. Then Romo and Nance try to phony that thing up.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't mind Gus Johnson. I didn't mind the call. But, I mean, I saw there was a lot. This guy Mike Valenti in Detroit was shredding it, calling it fake and terrible and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, that is who Gus is. But in Valenti's defense, Gus has been kind of subdued for a very long time. That was the first Gus-gasm we've had, I feel like, in 2 years, right? It's been a while.
You're right. It does feel like he's been a little bit more toned down.
And I think they told him to kind of calm it down a little bit. Not every call needed to be that, but I would rather have, you know, Gus Johnson doing his thing than some of these other guys.
Is he getting mad at Jim Nance when he does the Masters final call? Because that thing's been written out for an entire 24-hour period, and then he goes right to it. It's a new day for Rory. Okay.
Yeah. Tiger is out of the woods.
Some other stuff you missed. Patrick Mahomes was on game day for his Texas Tech Raiders. That was there. So first time he was there, they ended up winning.
Big dub.
Yeah, yeah. Brian Daboll was fired on your way back, I'm assuming, on Tuesday.
Yeah. How do we feel about that?
Bob loves it. He's ready for Mike McCarthy to take over for the New York Giants.
Mm-hmm. Mike McCarthy. Oh, okay.
A leader, veteran,
been
there. The Giants need an adult.
I don't hate it.
He's an adult.
He's like a Dan Quinn.
Nah, he's better. He's won a Super Bowl. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. They're both about the same.
Mike McCarthy's had a hell of a lot more success than Dan Quinn has had.
I mean, not really.
Yeah, years, winning records. Absolutely. And the amount of time he's been in this league. Has Mike McCarthy ever, besides last year in Dallas, been under 500 as a coach?
I'm sure there was a Green Bay season.
Was there? I don't know.
Yeah, they were really good. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. We have to look that up.
Yeah, they need an adult.
Some other stuff. Nico Harrison was fired your boy in Dallas finally.
Yeah. Right? See ya.
The comparison I made it to is you caught your girlfriend cheating and then a year later you broke up with her because of the same reason.
Because exactly.
Like, why did it take a year to realize that you need to move on?
It's ridiculous.
How about though, you know, everybody's ripping Nico, right? Mm-hmm. And complains about that. Does anybody look at what Luka looks like now? I mean, he got traded, was told because he was fat. That guy got into shape this offseason.
He's also 25.
Like, it's nobody's business. How about maybe that was a wake-up call for Luka as well? And maybe he needs to look at that and go, that was a wake-up call for me. Because look, what would you say? He had 54 last night or whatever it was?
No, it was Jokic.
Jokic had 54 last night. But
he's averaging 40 points a game this season, Luka. Yeah.
Look at the way he's playing. Look at the way he's trimmed down. Look at the way he's built up his mass. Does he become that player if he's still in Dallas? Or does Dallas go, you're fat and ugly, get the hell out of here? And he goes, well, screw you. I'm going to lose a lot of weight and get good looking and make you eat that. But Luka may look back and go, that was the best thing that happened to his career.
Bob, if I moved to L.A., I would lose 30 pounds as fast as possible.
Yeah.
Because you have to. You have to fit in. Dude.
But it's really like when DJ was benched by Todd Haley. It changed his whole outlook on the NFL and his whole outlook on his career. He said it was the best thing that happened to him. And so for Luka, man, getting called fat, getting called slow, getting traded to the Lakers, boom. Look what he's been unbelievable since he was traded over there.
The last few things you missed while you were gone, aliens are apparently hiding behind the sun.
Oh,
yeah. So
what?
November 22nd.
Okay, let's go.
See what happens.
I'm ready.
And then Bob has moved his car into a new parking spot.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what's going on?
Birds.
Oh, bird poop?
Yep.
Damn.
We're just trying something different. I don't know.
We're just switching it up a little bit.
Move back a slot.
Yeah, we moved back.
Because there's another person who works and she plays musical chairs with her car.
Yeah, every day, something different.
Yeah.
Don't understand. There's five people that work here in the morning. Why are you changing your car spot?
Give me my spot.
It was because of the birds. I mean, we have birds on the towers. They poop all over the car. So you got to back them up away from the building. It's not that hard to figure out.
Right? This comes from a high school principal from the 816. Won't charge students admissions for games until playoffs start. And the state makes us charge our own kids to get into games.
That's terrible.
And then KSHSAA does the same thing. It's a joke.
Oh, with the broadcasting stuff, Keisha does it too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a scam. It's crap. Any state's doing that.
Because I reached out on Twitter. I was like, how can I watch the Blue Springs South game? And a lot of people replied and respect to them, and it was all the same thing. It's like here, and then it was like sign up and pay, and I was like, oh, so you have to start paying for state. I was like, is this kind of fishy? Like, is Misha or whatever you call it, is this like a? And then they just sit back like two different people, same almost response. Huh, it's funny, really. Or, yeah, welcome to it, brother.
And but I'm you like, know what? Oh, so. If you're going to make us pay, I don't have a problem with that, right? You're producing this product, but let the kids do it. Right.
Exactly. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Like, let the kids broadcast. Have one feed for each of the schools. It's not that hard to do. And have, you know, the kids from the Smet versus the kids from Rock or whatever it is.
Or put a color commentator from Rock or from South and put a play-by-play from Blue Springs. Let them mesh together and then pay them a percentage of the money that got paid for the broadcast.
Yeah.
Why not?
Or keep the money and let them have the experience. More than anything at this point in time. They're college or high school kids, for God's sakes. What a bunch of dopes.
Oh, I guess I missed one. This is from Micah in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Dusty told Mac about Antonio Brown getting arrested. Oh, yep.
Geez.
They got him. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Just gets worse and worse.
Yeah, he's on house arrest now as he awaits his trial hearing of attempted murder case.
Ugh. Man, what a...
Hate
that
to see it.
Sucks. Yeah,
hate
that's to see it. Very sad. Also, just looking up, you brought up
Hyacinth. Actually, I don't hate to see it. We're safer with him.
100%. 100%. I just
Stop
hate to see the mental decline of him in the last decade.
Yeah,
it's very sad.
Fontez Perfect.
Two-horse race in the Heisman Trophy for Mendoza, plus 130. Julian Sayin, plus 170.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
Down to two guys.
So it's not over. Coming up on the other side, who's got the most pressure going into this game for the Chiefs? We'll discuss. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
From the text line from the 417, Jay Binkley should be the Giants' new head coach.
Hey, he's better than the majority of the coaches that they hire around the NFL. I'd be a hypocrite if I laughed at that because I know I would be a better head coach than a lot of these, you know, clowns that are walking around the sidelines right now. So I'm all for Jay Binkley. I'd take Jay Binkley over Tommy Callahan. I'll tell you that right now.
Jay Binkley kind of looks like Brian Daboll.
He does a little bit.
Especially
when
he didn't wear the hat.
Yeah.
They got that, you know, they got that clean dome.
You think if the Giants called Binkley and offered him the job, he would take it?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure.
Would you?
Well, hell yeah, I would. I'd take any of these NFL jobs because I'd be better than 50% of the coaches out there right now. Well, I tell you what, we wouldn't be losing our ass in Tennessee right now.
I just saw an insane stat on NFL Network. Justin Fields has thrown for 60 yards or fewer in 4 of 8 games.
You think if I was coaching the Jets, you'd have those numbers?
No, because you'd start Tyrod Taylor.
That's exactly right.
Like, seriously, dude? In 2025, 4 of your 6 games you've thrown for 60 or fewer
yards? 4 of 8. Give him a break.
Do you think if Kevin O'Connell, name your OC, name your play caller, could you pass for over 60 yards in a game?
No. No, you
best
can't.
I could see over the line.
No, you can't do any of that stuff. Well, like people
little jet pop pass, get 20 yards,
not a chance.
Quick screen before they figure out it's me.
Nope. No, because before the snap, I would crap my pants, dude.
Chance.
Have you seen the South Park episode where they make fun of what's the old boy's name that used to run the Washington Commanders?
Dan Snyder, yeah.
He just goes out there by himself, and he's like snapping the ball to himself, and the Patriots just keep rushing him and hitting him, or the Broncos, whatever, in South Park. He's like, set.
That guy pulled a Johnny Carson, too. You haven't heard from that guy since the day he walked out of the door for the Washington Commanders.
Him and Papa John are hanging out together.
I mean, I have no idea where that guy is. That's a good thing. That guy sucked. The offensive court, you can't do anything in the NFL. Like, people always say, oh, you can get one. No, you can't hit 1 yard.
Like,
people don't know how fast these games are.
Like, if I had Dan Campbell, right, like, drawing up some sort of mythological play that works, and somehow I just close my eyes and pray and throw it up to J-Mo, then maybe, but no, dude, I would absolutely A, throw an interception, B, I would throw an incomplete pass, 3, I'd have a bowl of chocolate pudding in my underpants, and there's no chocolate pudding on the sidelines, and 4, I would fake an injury.
Yeah.
I ain't meant for football.
No. Mac, you were on the sidelines for an NFL game. You think you can do anything on that field after being down there and watching the speed that guys have on that field? No chance.
Like, Robert Tonyan can't sniff the field. And look at how big he is in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, look at some of these guys. I mean, that have speed that can't get on the field. Like, anybody who thinks that they can do something on an NFL field is deranged.
What's Tua? 6'2"? Is he that tall?
No, he's not he's like that tall. Feet. He's 6'2". Yeah.
So he's 6'1". I'm barely 6 foot.
And I'm like 5'11 and 3 quarters.
And Tua's already admitted he couldn't see over the line to throw to Jalen Waddle. Like, what do you think I'm going to do? There's no way.
There's no chance. There's
I have
no
a better chance of getting 5 yards rushing than making a 5 yard completion.
What about making a kick?
No.
Is that your best chance?
Yeah.
Are you out there by yourself on a tee with, you know, perfect conditions, like college game day, you know, type stuff? Or you got 11 guys running at you?
So speaking of making a kick, I just watched a podcast with Sophie Cunningham, babe. She's out there at the Annika Sorenstam Invitational, and Caitlin Clark's just balling in the golf world. And Dave Portnoy's already said the first invite to the next Internet Invitational is going to be Caitlin Clark.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
She's a stick, man. And Sophie Cunningham was on there doing this, like, interview with this guy, and she talked about how she kicked field goals for she went to Columbia Rockbridge in high school, and their kicker was hurt, and they were just having open invitations, and she said she played soccer her whole life, and she went down there on the field with a boot on her foot, took the boot off, and booted a 45-yard field goal. And then the coach said, can you play? And she was like, come on. He's like, no, seriously, can you play in this game? And she's like, I mean, if you need me to. They padded her up, put her on the field. It was homecoming night, and all the girls are out there in their dresses. Sophie Cunningham out there in pads, accepting flowers for homecoming.
That's awesome.
And kicked 5 field goals through. The 1 field goal she missed, they blitzed the offensive line or whatever, and they blocked it, and she got tackled. And she goes, after that, I went 5 for 5.
That's cool.
What a badass.
That's a great story. But that's an athlete.
Yeah,
no offense, you're not.
No. I think my circumstance was really the defense doesn't know it's me or doesn't know it's you, so they think you're Jared Goff for your Lions.
They're never going to think that.
Yeah.
In this hypothetical, Bob, and you've got a pop pass, you know, jet sweep pop pass to J-Mo, and you've got, you know, 1 screen pass to Amon-Ra. Could you get 50 yards passing before they know it's you?
No.
Maybe.
Yeah. Not a chance. No. You sound like Spectre. Like, he could hit Mariano Rivera 9 times out of 10.
No, but that's Spectre thinking he could do something athletic against the best athletes in the world.
But I don't even think he thinks he can do anything in the NFL anymore.
No. I mean, we almost got injured putting up a
damn sign
yesterday.
I mean, that's right. I mean, I almost knocked myself out, hit my head on a drill.
I gave Bob
a lawsuit
concussion
around here. I'm going to own Odyssey soon. Yeah,
I had a drill going in, and Bob popped his head up and hit his head.
I got a lump. It's got to be looked at today. I think I'm going to file paperwork.
You can find it on Instagram, on the Fan 965, the entire process of 3.
Where's HR?
Yeah, well, I can find him for you.
You can find him? Yeah. Is HR around? I'll go down there and figure out all this paperwork right now, because my head is a pounding.
Well, there's
one up or two.
There's going to be some pounding going on Sunday at 3:25 when the Raiders, when the Broncos and the Chiefs play each other on Sunday.
I've been pounded this week.
Are we 3:25 or 3:05 for this game? 3:25. Okay.
3:25. 3:05 is the Rams and Seahawks.
Okay, that's right.
I know, dude. Like, crazy. I'm torn, man.
Nobody's going to watch that game when you got the Chiefs and Broncos on, right?
Locally, nobody's going to watch that game, but I will be flipping back between commercials. Mm-hmm. But again, we asked the question on the other side, who's got the most pressure going into this game for the Chiefs? And Mac, your name is up there first, and you got a hell of a take here.
Yeah, I think Steve Spagnuolo's got the most pressure headed into this game. Got a bye week. You're playing an offense that's putrid, that's anemic, that can't do anything to save their lives.
Stop saying that because I have these visions now of Bone Nix. I've been thinking about it all week. Like, this is one of those games where everybody plays out their ass, and Bone Nix is going to be throwing this ball all over the
Chiefs,
the
35
field.
Nothing.
That's right. That's right.
The reason for that, Bob, would maybe be because this is their Super Bowl.
It is.
And every team's Super Bowl.
It's everybody's Super Bowl.
We've talked about this, but the Chiefs have got to start playing like it's everybody's Super Bowl, too.
Well, start playing like it's your Super Bowl.
Their back's against the wall, and now they've got to look like it's their Super Bowl in November rather than February for the first time in a long time.
They've got to match the intensity for the first time ever in the regular season.
And I think for this matchup specifically, the advantage for the Chiefs lies solely on the defense. I mean, offensively, the Chiefs can do what they want to do against any defense, even the Broncos defense, which might be the best in football. But the Chiefs defense against this Broncos offense has to look dominant. They just do. And Spags has an extra week to prepare against an offense that just can't do anything, and then they make everything look hard. Spagnuolo's got the most pressure. If we walk away from this Sunday and the Broncos score 27, 30 points, man, that's going to be tough.
No, I think you're right about that because they haven't been able to do that all season long. But again, I hate these teams, or any team, quite honestly, that plays the Chiefs because they all raise their level of play. And the Chiefs have having to raise their level of play basically for the last 7 years for every regular season game. You hope they got 7 more regular season games in them where they can raise their level of play because they're going to have to match that Broncos intensity and their ferociousness and everything that they want because the Broncos are looking at this as a big day for them. It's the biggest regular season game they've had in over a decade.
It's true.
And I think it's the biggest regular season game the Chiefs and Broncos maybe have ever played. And I'm sure Mitch maybe will tell us tomorrow that there was a bigger one. But for both of these teams at this point in time, they all got a lot riding on their shoulders. Dusty, you're up next. Who do you have?
Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, okay.
Patrick Mahomes is 5-4. You're the captain of this team. Everything goes through you, whether you want to believe it or not. It's Patrick Mahomes' team. It's Patrick Mahomes' league. Play like it. You're coming off one of your worst games you've ever played. You got dealt a free bonus hand by, what would you call that, a no-sweat bet. You lose, you get your bet back. That was against Buffalo because they said, hey, here's the deal. Your number two wide receiver is tipping his pitches. He talked about it yesterday. We'll play that later in the show. But again, this is a game in which if you are him, if you are that quarterback, go do it. Because you talk about how this offense will score against anybody's defense. They didn't look too great against Buffalo's defense, and Buffalo's defense ain't great. This defense is number one in the league. They're going to pressure the hell out of Patrick Mahomes. I don't want to hear he's got, what do you call that? He's got the shock memory of the Super Bowl against Tampa, against Philadelphia, against Buffalo. I don't want to hear that anymore. You know what a 4-man rush and a drop 7 looks like. You and Andy got to be on that page. You got to be the MVP of the league where the MVP is wide open. We'll talk to Ben Maller about that a little bit later on today. Go be that guy. Go get into that God mode. Go be that talented quarterback you can. You're the leader of this team. I don't think it's a hot take to say the most pressure relies on his shoulders. But again, you are Patrick Mahomes. You are the quarterback. You are the guy that keeps this ship floating along the way. And if you're going to be that guy, go back and be that guy that you were against Detroit. Go be that guy that you were against Baltimore. Go be that guy you were against Vegas, where everything just kind of runs through you and there's no sweat. There's no, PTSD of what was in the old, Super Bowls and whatnot. Go handle business against Denver. Go look at what they're showing out there about, the last time these two teams played, it was 38-0. Mahomes didn't play. The last time you actually played against the team, it was a blocked field goal by Leo Chanel that let you win this game. Go shut up the haters. Like you said, your back's against the wall. Patrick Mahomes, you want to be the MVP? This is one of those MVP type of games. Like we talked about with Mendoza winning the Heisman basically in that game. Go beat Denver in their house, the 8-2 team, the 5-4 Chiefs, and make your own narrative moving forward. I think there's pressure on Patrick Mahomes because we haven't seen him in this situation.
Yeah.
Week 11, 5-4, playing a meaningful game against the Denver Broncos this late into the season with what you could say the playoffs on the line. they're 5-5 going into Monday. We're having a really serious conversation about where this season's going the rest of the way.
Absolutely, we are. And that's why, to me, the pressure is all on the head football coach. It is all on Andy Reid. I don't want to hear 22-4 after a bye and all of this kind of stuff. I don't care what he's done in the past. What are you going to do in this game on Sunday? And it all goes back to the leader of this organization, and that is Andy Reid. Are we going to forget everything we learned in the bye week? And by that, I mean how to stay on sides, pre-snap penalties, turnovers, excuse me, all of that stuff that we were doing at the beginning of the year that got dissipated after he had a sit down with Juwan Taylor. We need to get all of that kind of stuff going in the right direction. So it's on Andy Reid, because pre-snap mistakes aren't going to cut it against the Denver Broncos. Trying to play hero ball and going deep every single time is not going to cut it against the Denver Broncos. Forgetting that you have running backs on the team, regardless of what you think of them, is not going to cut it against the Denver Broncos. Letting up when you're up two scores is not going to cut it against the Denver Broncos. This is an Andy Reid game. Go out there and be that leader that we know that you are, and lead your team and prepare your team and have them ready for the biggest regular season game they probably have faced in the Andy Reid era. We'll see how they do. Not the greatest at adversity as we've seen over the years here. When things are going their way, it's great. A little bit of adversity at times really directs this team in the wrong direction. It's up to Andy Reid to correct that, get them back on track, and really coach his ass off in this game on Sunday, and really this week, quite honestly.
Could agree that was the worst game those two have put together, Reid and Mahomes, in that Buffalo game.
It was terrible. It was awful. Yeah. I mean, Patrick Mahomes stunk in that game.
And again, this isn't like us blank talking Andy Reid, Spags, and Mahomes. This is just one of those games. What do you guys always say? When the lights get bright, you need your stars to be stars. You need 100%. Spags dialed up. You need Andy to have the right play calls. You need Patrick Mahomes to be that guy.
And Andy and Spags are stars on this team.
No doubt. They
are stars. Andy is the greatest head coach ever, and Spags is going to go down, sorry, Bill Belichick, as the greatest defensive coordinator of all time for doing what he's been able to do, not just here in Kansas City, but also shutting down Tom Brady when they were 17-0. So you've got stars as your head coach. You've got star as your quarterback. You've got star as your defensive coordinator. We talk about Chris Jones and some of these other guys and Kelsey, and stars need to be stars. Andy and Spags need to be stars in this game.
But here's the best part about that argument. If Spags, Andy, and Mahomes are stars, everybody else is going to follow
suit. That's exactly right.
Yep. Everybody else is going to be right there with them. And then you don't have to have that stress of like, well, here's this. There's if Mahomes is Mahomes and Spags has his play calls ready to go and Andy's got his thing going, then you don't have to worry. Because what? No Surtain, no J.K. Dobbins, and then there's another injury for them as well who's not playing. So you have three players out.
Yeah, they're beat up.
Yeah, but you know
again,
what?
Who I don't cares? Wanna hear, yeah, I don't want to hear it. Yeah, everybody's beat up.
It's week 11. Thanksgiving. I mean, we're 2 weeks from Turkey Day, okay? Everybody has injuries. Enough with the injuries. Enough with this. Enough with that. You've got to make do, and that is overcoming adversity. And so the Chiefs have a great opportunity on Sunday, a major opportunity on Sunday. And for the first time in the regular season against Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, they need to take advantage of this regular season opportunity, because if they don't, Dusty's right. Come Monday morning, we're talking about maybe a wild card. Maybe not.
Maybe. Yeah,
maybe this in the playoffs would be my conversation.
Yep. Exactly. Oh, yeah, exactly. You're lucky.
Saying, maybe a wild card. Maybe not.
Yeah, you're lucky if you're in the playoffs at that point. It's up to other people. You're no longer in control of your own destiny. I also say the biggest thing about pressure is remaining calm under it.
Yep.
And we've seen both, to your point, Mahomes and Andy Reid both get startled, just start getting jittery and throw away the run game, like you mentioned, or Mahomes starts running around, acting like he needs to throw it right away, or these long balls on a second and six, and now it's third and six, and it's like, just, hey, stick to the game plan. Easy completions. I go back to that easy button, man. Go back to that easy button. You've got number 87. You've got number 4. Use them when you are down, when you are out. If it's 7-0, if it's 10-0, you've got two quarters. The run game doesn't need to go away. Take a breath.
Yeah, this game has a lot to do with the analogy of Thanksgiving. Make the normal. Play the hits. Green bean casserole.
Yes.
Some sort of mashed potatoes and gravy. Turkey. Cranberry sauce. Those things. Don't try to make like an infused salmon dip thing. Like, you don't need to do that. Don't try to make an innovate. You don't need to do that. Denver doesn't have the offensive firepower to hold up with you.
No.
You have the offensive firepower to kind of dilute that defense. Don't let them destroy it. But also, don't let your hopes get down, because this was a year ago this week.
35-yard attempt. Well within his range. 18 of 20 this season. His left, so one of those misses, a 60-yarder to end the half. 35-yard attempt from the far hash. Dixon, the punter, will hold. Raboni is the long snapper.
Maloney.
Lutz waiting for the snap. Placement is down. Lutz's kick is blocked! It's blocked! It's blocked! The Chiefs blocked the kick! They're going to stay undefeated! The Kansas City Chiefs blocked a 35-yard field goal attempt! Kansas City wins this game on a blocked field goal!
And see, that is great analysis by Damon. He just got out of the way.
He just laughed.
What else are you supposed to do? Because I think it was a laughable moment at that point in time.
What?
Mitch Holtis joins the show tomorrow. It's normal time, 7:20. But yeah, if they do lose this game, that is the conversation on Monday.
Yeah.
Is this a playoff team? And I think the answer would be no. Got to win this game, man.
Got to win this.
This is the most meaningful game against the Broncos in the Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid era, in my opinion. I don't think there's any other game in this era that this is not mad at. Patrick Mahomes lost to this team one time in his career, and he was sick.
I'm trying to think back to that 11-6 season when they won the Super Bowl, if there were other regular season games.
It didn't feel like this because nobody else in the division was any good, right? You know, when they were 11-6 a couple of years ago, Denver didn't exist. The Raiders were their typical. The Chargers, I think, were kind of in that last year of that Staley guy before they moved on from him and got Harbaugh in there. So there really were no legit competitors in the division. It's really the first year or maybe part of the second year where there was really like competition in the division right now. That's why, you know, this game is so magnified. Because the Chiefs have made a living over the last decade just beating up on everybody in the AFC West. And you don't have that anymore, right? Like, the teams are starting to get good. Denver's sitting at 8-2. The Chargers can go out there and win games. And obviously the Raiders are the Raiders. But for a good portion of this run, we didn't have any competition in the AFC West. Denver was, you know, I don't know what they were doing. The Raiders, again, the Raiders. The Chargers were the Chargers. And the Chiefs took advantage of all of that. Now these teams are starting to get good. So it's different because you actually have competition in your division right now. It's not a foregone conclusion because you're Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. You're just going to win this division. You actually have to go out there and earn it. This is probably the first time in a while they've actually had to go out and earn this division championship as well. So that's why it takes on so much more than, you know, what they were at 11-6. And that 11-6 season, you always look at, well, at least they're going to win the division. They're going to get in. You know, it's not going to be that big a deal. Now it's like, boy, if they don't win this game, we're not talking about the division anymore. We're talking about, are they going to make it into the postseason?
No doubt about it. Topic on the other side, generational topic. We want to bring that up here on the other side of 96.5 The Fan as we will dive in more and more and more into what is this Broncos week at 3:25 on Sunday. You can hear all that action right here on 96.5 The Fan, 3 hours ahead of kickoff with Mitch, Dana, and Kling, and also Josh Briscoe's pregame and his postgame as well, all available for you on 96.5 The Fan. Generational topic coming up on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is George Karlaftis, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Did you know this theme song?
Oh, okay. Heck yeah.
Makes me think of San Francisco. Right? That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Full House, isn't it?
Cut it out. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I say, I love that show.
I loved that show.
Bob Saget. R.I.P.
R.I.P., baby.
I remember like watching him on that show and seeing that he was like the dad. And then my dad was like, you ever seen his stand-up? I'm like, no, it's like completely different. And then, of course, I think I found out once an episode when Full House is on that John Stamos was the drummer in the Beach Boys. I think I heard that stat 15 times in my life growing up from like the age of 6 till the age of 10. Do you know that's a drummer in the Beach Boys?
I had no idea that was like John Stamos, the drummer in the Beach Boys. Is that real? Was he really in the Beach Boys?
That's 100%. Crazy.
So I thought that was just an episode that they had on Full House. I don't think he was really in the Beach Boys.
That's,
I mean,
that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I think we would have heard more about that. But
100%. He's in the video Kokomo.
Is he?
Yes.
But he was guest starring in the video Kokomo, though, because back in the day, Guns N' Roses had like Tawny Kitaen and whatnot in their videos. And, you know, people would, you know, mysteriously appear in videos and whatnot. I had not ever heard that John Stamos was in the Beach Boys. If he was, how come we have not heard more about that, you know, being in the Beach Boys? My sister and I always used to say, I'll cookie you, because that's what Joey Gladstone used to say all the time to the people, you know, in Full House. So what a great show. That was my first kind of teenage crush, if you will, was DJ Tanner. I think everybody was kind of in my generation kind of in, you know, on DJ Tanner on Full House back in the day. And I saw this, this tweet the other day. Who was your first sitcom crush, right? Which sitcom character was your first crush? I'm like, oh, I love this, because obviously my generation versus Dusty's generation versus Mac's generation, we're all going to have completely different names. I can't wait to see some of the names that you guys put out there. Cause for me, it was like DJ Tanner was a layup for me.
And that was a big one, right? Like for a lot of guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. DJ Tanner was a big
one. Of course.
Yeah.
She was kind of our age when that show was on. It's kind of worked perfectly for
everybody. No, she was a cutie. She was a cutie. What about you, Dust, man?
Topanga.
Yep. That's his generation. Yep.
Don't know that one.
It was Corey Matthews. A lot of people called me that when I was a little kid because I had, like,
curly
hair. I see
that,
I get called Corey Matthews a lot. As I got older, it turned into Seth Rogen / Jonah Hill.
Nice.
Which is never good.
I don't know about Jonah Hill today, though.
Yeah, maybe about 10 years ago. Shoot, maybe 5 years ago. It's either Topanga or Jesse from Saved by the Bell.
Jesse from Saved by the Bell is a good one,
because
too.
Because I accidentally...
Wow, Topanga.
Yeah, because I accidentally watched Showgirls when I was a young kid, and...
You watched it as a young kid. I watched it in college.
No, I watched it.
Mac wasn't alive.
I watched it as a young kid, and I watched her give that man a dance in a chair, and then I watched her do the hot tub scene, and I went, wait, that's Jesse from Saved by the Bell. And
that's why we all went to see that movie in college. Jesse from Saved by the Bell is in Showgirl. All right, we got to go.
Yep, Kelly Kapowski took a back seat, and Jesse from Saved by the Bell took a front seat.
You saw Kelly Kapowski was,
Yeah, dude.
It's nice, yeah, for sure.
Showgirls?
Yes.
Yeah. I just saw an article that said that she said that movie ruined her career.
I'm sure it did, because you really didn't hear much from her after that, right?
Well, they just put it all together. I mean, back in the 90s, right? Like, I remember when Demi Moore did Striptease, and everybody's like, really? She's going to do that movie? And then you watch the movie, and you're like, this is actually a pretty solid movie. Mm-hmm. Like, Burt Reynolds is in it, RIP as well. Demi Moore, holy smokes, in that movie. But yeah, then you watch Saved by the Bell, and you're like, wait a minute. And then you think about what Saved by the Bell was a show for.
Yeah.
Young kids, young adults, whatever, high schoolers. And then you're like, this girl played a stripper? It's like,
it's the move on part of it's the next step, you know? Like, yeah, we were like ready for this.
It's like when Miley Cyrus grew up, like, wait a minute.
Yeah, what happened?
Went from Party in USA to twerking on Robin Thicke.
Yeah, no doubt.
R.I.P. to Alan Thicke, who was also in a show called Growing Pains.
And sang every theme song in the 80s, too. Show me that smile again.
Was it Tracy Gold that was in
Growing Pains? Yes, it was. Yeah.
She was
cute, too. Yeah, I liked Tracy Gold back in the day. Of course, Bea Arthur's my number one. But,
and then Leonardo DiCaprio got his start kind of on that show.
He did, yes.
With Growing Pains. He was a fostered kid that ran away, and they picked him up, and then eventually, like, Leo's career started to get big, and so then they sent him off.
Yeah.
Which is what happened in sitcoms when you became the star. It was like, you're now going to go do your own thing, like What's Eating Gilbert Grape and Titanic and all these movies that are going to continue to come out. And now Leo's career is where it is.
Leo was also like what they did in the Brady Bunch, when they added Cousin Oliver in, who was one of the worst sitcom characters of all time. Cousin Oliver sucked. And you wanted to keep the show going, and all the kids were now adults, and you couldn't pretend they were in high school anymore. So you added in Cousin Oliver, and then that Sam kid came on Different Strokes. You know, Mr. Drummond found a new wife who had a young kid, so they could keep that going. And then obviously the one that you just mentioned there with where they added the kid. Growing Pains, where they added in Leonardo DiCaprio because Kirk Cameron was growing up, and so was Tracy Gold. Like, we got no kids anymore. We got to continue a hit show, so we'll add this person in and whatnot. So that was typical back then.
Yeah, somebody says John Stamos is an honorary member of the Beach Boys. The original drummer was Dennis Wilson, who died in 1983. So I guess he was one of those guys that filled in.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Who's yours, Mac? Is it Lizzie McGuire? Is it
Patrick Mahomes?
Is it Hannah Montana?
Andy Reid?
I'm trying to think. Like, you're 28, 27?
Yeah.
So let's see. About 10 years ago, 17, subtract 7. So 17 years ago, I would assume that, like, maybe Hannah Montana did it.
Hannah Montana was probably it back then.
I love that show. It was a great show. Yeah. She was up there for sure.
You seen Hilary Duff lately?
Yes, absolutely.
She looked good.
Oh, my God.
Lauren Conrad was always one for me, too, that I was always in love
with. Hills, man.
Yeah, I loved her. She was gorgeous, man. Like, just just perfect for me.
I was a big Sweet Life of Zach and Cody fan, so Ashley Tisdale.
I have no idea what the hell that is.
Nickelodeon. This is the Sweet Life. Disney. Yeah, so it was Ashley Tisdale and Brenda Song. Both, you know, both on that
show.
See,
if I were you, Lizzie McGuire would have been my number one.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Which, that's Hillary, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good Lord, she's something. I mean, they got photos of her just pumping gas with all that ass.
They just showed a picture today on X, formerly Twitter, of, somebody just turned 60 years old today, and they had it up there. And then they showed Seinfeld's mom. Elizabeth Hurley shows off her incredible figure in an orange bikini, and then somebody quote tweeted, Helen Seinfeld at 61, and she's in a house coat lying in bed like on the show looking like 61 years old, showing you how the times have changed dramatically. People looked old in the 80s and early 90s, man. You looked at somebody like, that person looks old. I don't think people look old today like they did back then.
Somebody says Shannon Doherty.
That's a good one, too.
90210.
Yeah.
I was more of the Tory Spelling type.
But 90210 may have been before Mac. That's more of
100%.
Yeah.
It was barely me.
Yeah. That was like, we saw that show. And I never watched 90210 or Friends. They're never my shows. But that was college. People used to gather in college on Thursday nights all the time before we would go out, watch must-see TV, and then you hit the West Coast Saloon or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, that was 90 to 2000, so that was definitely.
What was the 90210? Wow, yeah. 90 to 2000. So that was my high school and college years.
Realistically, it was like 90 to 96.
Yeah.
Like the last 4 years are like Saved by the Bell off to college. Like two people came back.
Bob Golick's on the show. You're like, who the hell are these people?
Somebody says Christy Swanson from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Max probably was iCarly.
did like iCarly, but no, wasn't crushing on Miranda Cosgrove.
A lot of people saying Alyssa Milano.
Yeah, that's a good one for my generation. She was a smoke show in Who's the Boss back then.
Oh, okay.
Who was the girl in the Wonder Years?
Winnie Cooper. Yeah,
Danica
McKellar.
Okay.
Yeah, very good looking. She was awesome too. Yeah.
Way to go, Kevin Arnold.
Yeah.
Somebody goes, you don't accidentally watch Showgirls.
No kidding.
Then you got the joke.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to go out and get dinner tonight. You guys stay here. Hey, guys, my dad's got Showgirls on VHS. Awesome. Why is it paused at the hot tub scene? Dad, you dog. But yeah, I don't know. Childhood crush. Alyssa Milano just took over on the text.
Did it really? So we got a lot of older people listening this time of day. Let's do this in a couple of hours when all the olds are at work, like me, and done like sleeping, and see if we get like a different.
Somebody said Catherine Batch, Daisy Duke, Marissa Cooper from the OC, banger. Max was Dora the Explorer.
Oh, you like Dora?
Oh, I forgot about the Pink Power Ranger. Hell yeah.
There we go.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, Party of Five.
Janice from the Muppets Band, hot. Janice, I kept telling people for years, if you partied with Janice from the Muppet Band, you would have the greatest night you ever had.
You were cool if you were partying with Janice.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy Ireland.
Good one. That's a nice one, yeah.
Somebody said Selena Gomez of Witches of Waverly Place.
Oh, Wizards of Waverly. Oh, yeah. That's actually a good one.
My little sister loved that show.
That's a good one.
Amy Jo Johnson, the Pink Ranger. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Anybody put Edith Bunker from All in the Family, or is that just me? Again?
Nope. No. Somebody did say, what's her name from Jill Taylor, the mom from Home Improvement, was low-key a fox.
Oh, that's a good one, man. I'll be honest with you. The mom genes just don't do it for me, and I know they're coming back and whatnot. Like Jesse wearing the mom jeans and Saved by the Bell, just it was never my thing. I'm not a mom jean fan.
I was into it.
They're back right now.
No, they are definitely. And I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't think – I'm not a fan.
I'm all about it. Also, RIP to Mr. Pibb is back.
Mr. Pibb is back. Did you know Mr. Pibb was gone for 24 years?
Well, I knew they had Pibb Extra.
But Mr. Pibb was gone for 24 years.
Wow. That's weird. What? Because I knew Mr. Pibb, so I was
Pibb Extra you did. You
crazy.
Knew Pibb Extra. That's it. We all just assumed it was Mr.
Still
Pibb.
Mr. Pibb.
The actual Mr. Pibb has been off the shelf since 2001.
So I've probably never drank a Mr. Pibb.
Is that just Pepsi's Dr. Pepper?
It's Coke's. Dr. Pepper, yeah.
Because Dr. Pepper's like Notre Dame. They're independent.
Yeah, right. I think, they maybe with 7-Up now. You know, Dr. Pepper's not sponsoring the Big 12 championship game anymore.
Are they going to do that little toss?
Dang, what?
No, it's, as of this year, it's over. No more Dr. Pepper Big 12 championship game. I forget who the new sponsor was, but.
That's sad.
Also, how many people are going to start collecting pennies?
Yeah, because they're gone too.
Discontinued. Yeah. No longer will pennies be currency.
Found one the other day at the in the parking lot at Hy-Vee. I picked it up. I had good luck all day. I was very excited about that.
Nice.
Yeah, that sucks. The penny's gone.
Yeah.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
The Buffalo Bills, they tipped their cap. They told us how they were noticing we were tipping our pitches. Denver's kind of doing the same thing, but in a different way. We'll explain on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.